الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الذين يشترون بعهد الله وأيمانهم ثمنا قليلا أولئك لا خلاق لهم في الآخرة ولا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. وإن منهم لفريقا يلوون ألسنتهم بالكتاب لتحسبوه من الكتاب وما هو من الكتاب ويقولون هو من عند الله وما هو من عند الله ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the khiyana of the Yahud with regards to the wealth of people, how they would cheat people. And today we are going to speak one specific incident also mentioned in the tafsir of this verse, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed those people who purchase or take thamanan qalilan, a meager price, in exchange for the covenant that is made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the false oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for them is no share in the akhirah. In other words, they will not get Jannah. What this means, it was an incident in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A Sahabi by the name of Ash'ath bin Qais, he had some dispute with a Yahudi with regard to some piece of land. And this land rightfully belonged to him, the Sahabi Ash'ath bin Qais. And this Yahudi was not giving him his right, was not giving him his property. So this Sahabi by the name of Ash'ath bin Qais took this Yahudi to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the incident. And Nabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to give some judgment, to give some hukam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Oh Ash'ath, you are the plaintiff here. Do you have any bayyinah? Do you have any proof to say that this particular land or piece of land belongs to you?" Ash'ath at that time did not have any bayyinah. He did not have any proof to say that this land belongs to him. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards the defendant, who was the Yahudi at that time, and he asked him, that listen, O you Yahudi, can you take oaths that this land belongs to you? So Ash'ath radiallahu anhu, he became worried. He said, Ya Rasulallah, in that case, of course this Yahudi will take an oath, and then that land will be his, and he will take away my land. And then this verse was revealed, and Ash'ath radiallahu anhu says that this verse was actually revealed regarding me, and the riwayat comes in Bukhari, Muslim, and in Nasa'i, etc. So here the verse says that indeed, those people who now purchase or take thamanan qalilan, a meager price, in exchange for the covenant that they made with Allah. Allah's covenant is that, listen, you must fulfill the huquq of Allah and fulfill the huquq of the ibad of Allah. So here, of course, you are going to get that land, but here, you are going to get it in exchange of this covenant of Allah, which you are not going to fulfill that promise of yours. And then wa imanihim, then you make false promises, you make false oaths. Of course, you will then get that land, but that iman, those oaths that you have taken are all false. Allah says, for you, you may get what you want in the dunya, but remember, in the akhirat, there is no share, there is no portion for you of Jannah. From here, we understand also a lesson to take, that whoever, man iqtata'a, there is a hadith that comes to this effect, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who even tries to usurp the wealth, or the haq, the property, or any haq of any Muslim, that person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah haram upon him. So if somebody has done so, then of course, he should make tawbah, and he should give back that right, and then Jannah again, he will gain admission and entry into Jannah again. So here Allah says, for such a person, there is no khala, there is no share for him in the akhirah. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah won't even speak to him. In other words, in a way that will please this person. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ, Allah won't look at this person with an eye of mercy on the day of Qiyamah. No, will Allah ever purify them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, for them is a painful punishment. Some say this verse was specifically revealed, or the cause of revelation was specifically for this particular case between Ash'ath bin Qais and the Yahudi. Some say it is general. It refers to all Yahud. What they would do, they would purchase this dunya. They would take this dunya in exchange of all the oaths and covenants and pledges that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's pledge and Allah's promise is, Allah's covenant that He has made with you is that you must act upon the dictates and the demands of the Kitab. But they exchange that for the dunya, for this lowly dunya life of theirs. And they exchange all of that with false oaths that they take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them then in the akhirat is a painful punishment. وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ Then Allah says, you get a group of Yahudis, what do they do? يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ They twist the Kitab with their tongues. In other words, they distort the book. And they do it in such a way, they do it in such a deceptive way that you actually sometimes fall for it and you think that what they are saying is actually the truth. لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ They try and do it in such a way that they make you think that whatever they're saying is actually from the Kitab. But Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ Whatever they tell you, it doesn't belong to the book. It's not from the Kitab. وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ And they say it is from Allah, from the side of Allah. Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ It is not from Allah. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ They say lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know very well that whatever they say is from their own sides, from their own accord, not from the side of Allah. In other words, they impute lies against Allah. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ